Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Amen. All right. Good afternoon. Amen. It's good to be back with you once again by the way of radio today. And I tell you, if you're riding down the road, if you, maybe you're in the kitchen, wherever you're at today, wherever your place of listening is, I tell you, if you're saved and you know it, you ought to say amen right there. Amen. I'm thankful today to be born again. The Justice family's up there singing now, Born Again. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen. Grace of God. And I tell you, I like that a little bit there where it says, get in that section right there where it says, I've been born again, free from sin. Thank God. I like that. Amen. I'm going to play just a little bit more of that and then we'll get into the message today. That's the Justice family from Hendersonville, North Carolina, Born Again. And we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday by way of live recording. This is part two. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that buildeth all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Listen, when we fail tonight, look here. Those of us who have been born again are securely positioned in God's family through the spiritual birth. I've taken on divine nature tonight. When I fail to do it's not my divine nature that's falling. No, it's my fleshly side that fails. Hey, some of you guys ain't never figured that out. Now you say, well, if I was saved, then I wouldn't do these things. I'm going to tell you something. You can be saved and still fail. But I'll tell you something. When you get saved and fail, you're going to understand, oh, I don't want to fail no more because I'm bringing reproach upon my Holy Father. I don't want to do that. Amen. As far as relationship, you want to stay in line with Him. Amen. You ever get in line? Look here. I'm going to tell you something. My divine nature's never failed. No, the Holy Ghost ain't never failed. Every time I've ever fallen into sin, it's been because of my fleshly nature. The believer in Christ is also given a heavenly calling. I like what John Phillips said here. He said, in the Old Testament, everything had to do with a place. But in the New Testament, everything has to do with a person. Amen. In the Old Testament, in order to be in the sphere of blessing, the Jew had to be in the land. So much so that every time that we see the Jew outside the land, they're in the place of punishment and correction and cut off from the blessing associated with the land. I'm telling you tonight, listen here. I'm glad that it's not based upon a place. But hallelujah, my salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ is based solely on the person. Amen. I'm glad, listen to me tonight. Aren't you thankful that you can have Jesus no matter where you go? I'm glad that you can go to New York and still have the same Jesus in your heart. I'm glad that, amen, you can go to Washington, D.C. and still have Jesus on the inside. Aren't you thankful you can go to work in the morning, thank God, and have Jesus living in you? In the New Testament, to be in the sphere of blessing, we must be in the Lord. I'll tell you tonight, that's why Paul reminds us so often that our sphere is not in this world, but thank God it's in the heavenlies. You say, what are you talking about? My hope's in heaven tonight. We've sang about it all night long. Amen. We've talked about that place called heaven. Amen. But our hope tonight's not in this world. Our hope's not in this place. No, our hope, listen, it's in the heavenlies. Jesus is going to prepare a place for us. And He said when He's through, He would come again and receive us unto Himself, that where He is, our way we may be also. I'm thankful, amen. It's not resting. My hope and my joy is not resting in a place, it's resting in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that'll help you tonight. Amen. The Word of God said over in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord, Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Thank God, I want you to think about it tonight. God Almighty, He's looking down, and God sees you, and God sees me, and God sees our current state. And I'm going to tell you something, God already knows what you need before you go through it, amen. God knows, amen, that the valley's about to get dark. God knows He's got the resources available. He's got everything you need for the journey, friend. You're not going to starve to death. I mean, you think back on the children of Israel, what they went through. Amen, Brother Sammy, God already knew that He's going to open the Red Sea. God already knew when they got to the other side that they's going to need water to drink. God already knew that they's going to need something to eat on the other side. He already had that prepared. Amen. God got your stuff prepared too. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is God's faithful, amen. God's faithful. And we've looked at, I'm just getting it open. So that's just verse number one. We've looked at the address of the passage, but let's look for just a moment at the one that the author desires for us to consider. Notice in the text with me again that these people are being encouraged to consider Christ's office or Christ's titles, if you will. Hebrews, look at verse number 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, that's singular, and high priest, singular, of our profession. Notice who that apostle and that high priest is. Christ Jesus. Now, when you think about that, Jesus is the believer's apostle. Do you know what the word apostle means? It means sent one. Sent one. Now think about that for just a moment. Moses was Israel's apostle, one sent by God to play the part of the kinsman redeemer to the enslaved Israelites there in Egypt. God selected Moses on the backside of the desert to go to Egypt and lead his people out of bondage. That's what you call a redeemer, friend. But Moses was Israel's apostle sent by God to get God's people out of Egypt. Now, let me say this to you. Just as Moses was sent by God, so was the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He was also sent by God. You say, how do you know? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I'm telling you tonight, can I say it this way? Jesus is the believer's apostle. He was sent by God to tell us about God, to show us who he was in the flesh, amen, to show us the fact that he was sent by God to cure man's problem, amen. What was man's problem? Man's problem was sin, amen, from the very beginning. Now, Jesus was sent by God to perform a task, and that task was somewhat the same as Moses. They were both to get God's people out of bondage. Now think about that. Moses was sent to go get God's people out of Egypt, out of bondage, but God sent his only begotten Son to get you and I out of the bondage of sin's strains, out of the bondage of sin's trap. Listen, we couldn't get ourselves out of bondage, thank God, but God sent one who could. He got us out of bondage tonight. He paid a debt we could not pay. Not only was Christ the believer's apostle, but it's also said in the text that he was also the believer's high priest. Now, a high priest had to offer a sin offering, not only for the sins of the whole congregation, but also to offer sin for his, or offer for sin for himself. Now, I want you to think about that. Before the high priest could go in and do his work, he had to go in and offer a sacrifice for himself first. If God accepted that sacrifice and he didn't die, he then came back and he killed another lamb. And he took the blood of that lamb and he went back inside and he began to offer that lamb's blood on the altar, amen, for all of humanity. But Jesus Christ, friend, let's say, hey, Jesus Christ, our high priest, listen, he didn't on the cross of Calvary, he didn't say, Father, forgive me, amen. No, for I know not what I do. No, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Why was it? Why? Because Jesus was our high priest while also being the sacrificial lamb, amen. That's why.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.